Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum, Quran Weekly. In this few minutes, very, very short session, inshallah, I want to share with you some brief reflections on this awesome surah of the Quran, Surah Al-Ankabut. This is the 29th surah of the Quran. And in this surah, the context of revelation is that it is one in which the Prophet ﷺ and his companions were being tortured physically at this point in Mecca. It's a late, late Meccan surah. So, you know, people like Khabbab bin Arat was actually forced onto the ground on burning coal, and then his torturer stood on him until the skin off of his back was melted off. So these horrible, horrible things were happening to Muslims, and particularly Khabbab, the narration says, came to Rasulullah ﷺ and said, why are these things happening to us if we're the believers, you know? And the Prophet ﷺ, you know, didn't respond. First he responded to him, you know, tastajil, that you're rushing people before you went through much worse. I'm paraphrasing here. And the ayat came down, حَسِبَ النَّاسَ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. The ayat belonging to Surah Al-Ankabut. Have people assumed that they're going to just be left alone after they say they've got faith, and they're not going to be put to test. They're not going to be tried. And literally, fatana is to put something in intense heat. SubhanAllah. Allah used the word fatana here. Not even yubtalun. You know, yubtalun would have been, they're tested, or yubtalun. But he says, yuftanun. They're tested like gold is, you know, burnt. Because fatana is actually to burn gold. But what I wanted to highlight is when things got so tough for Rasulullah SAW in Mecca, what was around the corner? Those of you that are familiar with the seerah, the life of the Prophet SAW, know that hijrah, the migration, was around the corner. And this surah, so remarkably, first it talks about the believers being patient. And in order to teach them a lesson about patience, immediately it goes to وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. We sent Nuh to his nation, and he remained with them. فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. He remained with them 1,000 years, say 50, meaning 950 years he was with them. So Allah says that basically there were people before you that had to endure a lot more. And he gives, of course, the prime example, Nuh alayhi salam. But when he mentions Nuh alayhi salam, he says something beautiful. He says, فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَصْحَابَ السَّفِينَةِ وَتَرَكْنَاهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We rescued him and the people on the ship with him, and we left it as a sign for those who believe. We left it as a sign for the وَتَرَكْنَاهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So Allah talks about them being saved, being rescued. He talks immediately then after Ibrahim alayhi salam, who had a quarrel with his dad, who has, you know, talking back to his all of his people, telling them, you know, what are you people doing? And then they say, we should burn him. We should kill him or burn him. And Allah says, فَأَنْجَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Allah rescued him from fire. So it's so cool. Allah rescued Nuh alayhi salam using water, and Allah rescued him from water, and Allah rescued Ibrahim alayhi salam from fire after that. So the two extremes, the two things you can be destroyed with, and you're rescued from both of them. And then Allah Azza wa Jal then says to the believers, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُوا. In that, all of that, there are many signs, many lessons for people that want to believe. And as he's talking about Ibrahim, he starts talking about his nephew Lut. And then at the end of the discussion about Lut, Lut is also given escape. He escapes, he's able to get away. You know, because the angels come and they're able to, they bring good news to Ibrahim, but they destroy the nation of Lut, and Lut alayhi salam is able to escape. Why are these stories important? The surah began talking about Muslims have to be patient. And then it talks about three situations where prophets, punishment of God is on its way, and they escaped. Already in between the lines, the Muslims were being told, your hijrah is coming. Your migration is coming. Literally with the words of Lut, so awesome, Allah says, إِنِّي مُهَاجِرٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. That's what Allah tells from the tongue of Lut alayhi salam. وَقَالَ لُوت فَآمَنَ لَهُ لُوتٌ وَقَالَ إِنِّي مُهَاجِرٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. But Lut alayhi salam believed in Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he accepted his call, and he said, I'm migrating towards my master. Literally migration is mentioned. So the Sahaba were being told instructions through the stories of the prophets. They didn't just hear history, they were hearing their own legacy. They were listening to their own way of thinking. Maybe if hijrah is a possibility for Lut, maybe it's a possibility for us too, alayhi salam, you know? And what's really remarkable, when you get to the end of this surah, you start reading about the interaction Muslims are going to have with the people of the book. You know, وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ. Don't go debating with the people of the book. You know, except with the best, better way. When they say something harsh, say something nicer in response. Except the ones that are really wrongdoing among them, then you deal with them harshly. This advice is being given because once the Muslims migrate, they're going to be dealing with the people of the book. They're going to be dealing with that end of the audience of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The other side, you know. So in this surah, which doesn't explicitly say go make hijrah, all the package, the way it's packaged, first be patient, deal with what you have in front of you, and then through the stories of the prophets, the Messenger is given the beautiful message that migration is around the corner, help of Allah is on its way. So Allah says in the beginning, in the middle of the surah, He says, فَإِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ لَآتْ, that the meeting of Allah, the meeting with Allah, the deadline is on its way. So there's one thing, hijrah is around the corner, the relief is on its way, but you shouldn't worry about that more. You should worry about the fact that your meeting with me is coming. That's on its way. And at the end, the last ayah of the surah, and I'll conclude, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who struggle in our path, we guide them to our multiple pathways. You know the Sahaba took multiple roads to get to Medina? So awesome. Allah says, people who struggle for us, we guide them to our multiple pathways. In life, in our spiritual lives, across, you know, in the span of history, whoever struggles for Allah, Allah guides them to His pathways. But literally the Sahaba were guided through multiple pathways to Medina. So this beautiful, beautiful surah with embedded teachings that were actually a strategy given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why, you know, when outsiders say, Quran is just full of stories, you know, these are just legends of old times. Sahaba immediately knew these aren't just stories. These are instructions about them, that Allah is telling them what to do and how to think, and how the history is actually lessons for them to live by. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Hakim, wa nafa'ni wa iyyakum bil ayat wa dhikr al-Hakim. Assalamu alaikum, Qur'an Weekly.